好啦，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间嘅最后一节 ，Time flies when you're having fun。咁我今日咧就 chatting with Mark Singson 啦，我哋温哥华嗰个 local chef 啦，参加咗呢个 Food Network 嘅 Top Chef Canada。I'll put the information up on my Facebook， 大家 make sure 咧去到嗰度咧就可以浏览嘅。Mark， tell us where did you come from？ Where did the whole cooking thing？ Were you doing teacups and saucers with your sisters？
No， cooking came from， I guess the love of eating。No， I love to eat. So for me to get there, I want to make sure I want to learn how to cook.
Mm.
And that comes from my mom's side, the family.
Mm-hmm.
My aunties, they're all amazing cook, but there's always a favorite. I'm not going to say who, but, you know. And of course, you know, my mom. My mom is for sure the greatest cook.
係，咁我問阿 Mark， 咁其實呢個煮嘢同埋食嘢個煮嘢嘅興趣係來自邊度咧？咁係咪因為同屋企啲兄弟姊妹玩煮飯仔咧？咁阿 Mark 話其實咧佢就中意食嘢先嘅，咁食嘢係其中一個元素啦。咁跟住咧亦都係受到屋企影響啦，包括埋佢媽咪啦，同埋佢啲 aunties 嘅。咁 so you watched your mom and your aunties do some cooking at home?
Yeah, so when I was living in the Philippines, I learned a lot from my aunt. She cooked a lot of things from the backyard and things like that. But when I moved to Canada, my mom, there was always good food at home. A lot of people, even at church, would ask to, let's say, make your mom special, or mom, they would order stuff off my mom, from cookies to cakes to, you know, just for friends and just, you know, just for like family parties and stuff like that. And there was always leftovers, and I would watch her make spring rolls, and I would help. Oh man, at that time I didn't like rolling the spring rolls, but now I'm okay with it. But
咁我 Mark 話俾我聽咧，就係喺菲律賓住嘅時候咧，就睇到佢啲 auntie 啦，同埋佢媽咪咧，就點樣樣去到煮嘢食啦。咁跟住就移居咗嚟加拿大嘅時候咧，佢媽咪咧就好受歡迎喎。啲街坊鄰里啊，就成日都會請佢媽咪可唔可以煮多啲嘢咧，就或者幫佢哋煮啲嘢啦。咁佢又一路咧就觀察緊佢媽咪點樣煮嘢食，甚至乎咧細個嗰陣時咧都幫過佢媽咪咯，包括咧就卷春卷。我咧以前細個就唔中意卷春卷，咁但係而家佢就知道咧，大個睇翻轉頭咧，原來都好有用，幫到佢。So you started from observing your family,
correct? Yeah,
and then from there.
From there, my mom went to cooking school. She's actually more trained than me. She's French trained, but she's the one who kind of told me not to go to school and just work at the best restaurants. And
that's interesting. 原來阿 Mark 話咧，佢媽咪咧就原來咧就真係讀過廚師學校嘅噃，咁咧就係呢個傳統法國式嘅修讀呢個傳統法國式烹飪嘅方法。咁但係其實係阿 Mark 嘅媽咪叫佢咧，你就唔好去讀嗰啲烹調學校啦，不如咧你去揾一個廚師跟師，咁就用呢個方法仲好。Why did she recommend you to do that?
I just feel like she knew that it was more hands-on. I think it's a matter of, again, I think at that moment I knew, I kind of didn't know what she meant, but as I got into my career, I kind of understand it now. Everything that I've done is very hands-on. All the mistakes that I've made are from my hands that I kind of touch. And I think cooking is all about making the mistakes and learning how to adapt and change. And in those scenarios, working at the best restaurants, you sort of put yourself in that.
咁其實咧，阿 Mark 就好贊成佢媽咪嘅講法咧，即係佢會好接受同好欣賞啦，因為咧真係幫到佢。佢覺得咧跟師學到嘢咧，佢覺得真係學到好多嘢啦，即係成功失敗啊，所有嘢咧，佢話佢係一手咧係經歷到嘅。咁佢覺得咧呢個方法咧幫到構成我哋今日認識嘅Mark Singson. So you actually learned with someone, you went and in different restaurants.
Exactly. So that's why I feel like I'm very rounded. You know, I worked in hotels, I worked in small restaurants, I worked in, you know, independent ones, chains. I just always looked at my career everywhere, or any decision that I'm going to make for my career was always for the long run, right? I need to understand how a small business works. I need to understand how a big scale restaurant works. So even the hotel is a different understanding, right?
咁阿 Mark 話咧，其實佢覺得佢自己都幾全面性嘅，因為佢咧好多唔同類型嘅工作佢都試過啦，細型嘅餐廳、大型嘅餐廳，甚至乎酒店行業嘅餐廳，佢覺得咧生意大小咧佢都經歷過，同埋仲喺度學緊，咁就幫到佢咧對於佢嘅烹調啦，同埋做烹調嘅生意咧就更加理解。Because you're right, because it's not just about cooking. Also the business aspect to it too. So to know all about the various forms of cooking or running a restaurant, it is helpful.
Very helpful, yeah. And I know I'm very aware of my weaknesses. I think, you know, for me, the business side is what I lack. You know, even now I'm looking for people that I can partner up with, where I play my strengths as a creative, as a chef, and I will hopefully partner up with someone that is good with numbers and understands business because I think that will move mountains.
係咁啊 ，Mark 話佢自己好理解自己嘅強項啦，佢知道佢烹調咧就冇問題嘅，佢好想認識咧就譬如喺生意嗰方面咧，因為頭先都講過啦，做廚啦，做餐廳咧係兩樣嘢嚟嘅嚇，咁佢咧就覺得咧，佢好希望可以認識到一個咧就譬如計數叻嘅咧，咁可以大家走埋一齊咧就可以做到一啲好成功嘅一啲嘅烹調嘅方法。Now I understand you went to Australia. You were in Australia for a while.
Yeah, I was there for 1 year.
Mark 就去咗澳洲。What were you doing in Australia?
I worked in a couple of restaurants. One was a three-hat restaurant, and one was one hat that became two. So the hat system is it's their Australian food guide, pretty much. They rate the restaurants between 1 to 3 stars, or three hats. And one of the restaurants I worked at was a three-hat one.
係，咁啊，Mark 咧就去咗澳洲深造。You went there for the experience, I'm assuming.
Correct. I literally went there just to cook.
係，阿 Mark 話咧，佢其實去咧就係想攞經驗同埋煮嘢食。咁佢咧就去過一間餐廳咧，就三粒星或者三頂帽啦。佢話澳洲餐廳咧就以廚師帽咧為到呢一個計分嘅，就一頂帽、兩頂帽、三頂帽。咁佢咧就幾頂帽嘅餐廳佢都經歷過嘅。How did that help you?
It kind of put me in a situation where I was uncomfortable. I think any time that I'm uncomfortable, I know it's good for me. You know, hence the same reason why I went and did the competition. I think any of those scenarios where I'm uncomfortable is better for me in the long run.
咁佢話咧就好挑戰性啊，Mark話咧令到佢甚至冇有啲唔舒服，但係佢覺得咧係好有學術性，好有學習性，咁佢就學咗好多嘢。And so with that experience, and you came back to with taking that experience, you came back to Vancouver.
Yeah.You know, the kind of the food scene in Australia is like 5-10 years ahead of us.
That's what people tell me. Now, 各位聽眾朋友, you hear me say it on the radio, 我訪問很多 hosts, 啲人話俾我聽話, the coffee scene, 澳洲 is ahead of us. Mm-hmm. The baking scene, 澳洲 is ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
烹調的 scene, apparently 澳洲 is also ahead of us.
Yeah.
What's going on down there, down under?
I think it's more the people. It's, they have the culture.You know, I think in Vancouver is quite a young, it's a young city, so we're still trying to figure out who we are and our identity. But, you know, just Australia with the people that eat, they're very open-minded and you know, having those kind of, I guess, guests.
And they go for it.
They go for it, and they're not afraid.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the city will have its turn, but again, I think it starts within the industry, within the core group. You know, I think...We need all the support we can get from all the community.
Right. 咁我就問點解澳洲會咁成功啦？咁佢覺得溫哥華可能仲係一個仲係屬於一個早嘅城市啦。我哋嘅烹調嘅項目咧，仲係好後生啦。呢個暫時嚟講，咁澳洲咧，佢哋咧就成熟啲。咁同埋大家個城市嘅運作好唔同。咁佢希望咧就係溫哥華咧可以多啲支持咧一啲嘅烹調嘅一啲嘅組織啊，或者係一啲嘅人士嘅噃。Speaking of Vancouver as a city to cook in, is it?Competitive? Is it difficult? Is it a friendly place? Or
It's all the above, but it's very clicky. Which is, you know, it could be a plus, it could be a negative, but again, it's just, I think, new generation of chefs in Vancouver, there's lots of talent, and just everyone needs a little bit more love within the community.
So. 是。那我就問了 Mark, 其實在這個温哥華，佢覺得温哥華嘅烹調嘅圈子如何咧？佢話咧，其實都有好多小圈子嘅噃嚇。佢好老實咁講，佢話你樣樣都有，有開心有唔開心，但係咧亦都有小圈子嘅，大家會走埋一齊。咁我覺得咧，可能呢啲小圈子呢個係我自己講啦嚇，可能大家想保護自己。Maybe because it's so competitive that chefs feel they need to click with someone just to stay in the field.
Yeah, I think that as well. And plus, you know, at the end of the day, the city is expensive and people gotta make money.
係，咁啊，阿 Mark 話其實咧，我啱啦，不單止咧，佢話咧，其實我哋温哥華咧係個好貴嘅城市咧，大家都要揾食嘅，咁 this is so true， 大家都要揾食，咁所以可能咧就為咗即係要揾食咧，大家都要保護自己，餐廳又要保護自己啦嚇。So looking ahead, Mark, what are some of your dreams?
Do you mind to be able to have a passion project, a restaurant where I can create the food that I want to create without having the financial stress? And so right now I'm trying to look at scenarios where I can structure my career and my life where I have, you know, a couple of establishments that could be making money and then do my passion project and then have this kitchen where I can create new generations of chefs. I think, you know, Vancouver has the seasonality, has a lot to offer. I think that's why I see so much potential.
咁阿 Mark 話咧，我問佢其實展望咧，佢想做啲咩咧？咁當然希望咧就可以做一個好好嘅廚師咧，或者甚至無咧就有佢自己嘅餐廳啦。佢覺得温哥華係好有前途嘅嚇，咁亦都希望可以提攜咧一啲嘅其他嘅廚師嘅。咁當然咧，阿 Mark is not going to tell me about the competition exactly, but I'm going to hear on behalf of my audience and myself wish you the best of luck. Go, Mark, go.
Thank you.
I like all the best, and then come back on the show and share with us your experience again.
Yes, I would love that.
Thank you so much, Mark, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.